This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You remember when Oprah left her big daytime talk show and started up a new network that became a smashing success? Funnily enough, me neither. It's been a rough couple of years for the Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN, to its fans. But as of this week, it is making money. Nancy Kane of the Harvard Business School is here to talk about why and whether that might last. Hey, Nancy, good to have you back.
Always a pleasure, Kai.
Did you ever doubt that Oprah Winfrey was going to make money?
No.
Right.
And that's because I've been watching her for a long, long time.
Okay. So why did it take so long, for her to make money then? I mean, it's been 5 years since she announced this thing, two and a half, I guess, since it went on the air.
Yeah. So a couple of reasons. One, she says this very candidly and was saying it as long as, you know, a year and a half ago. We started before we were ready, right? So I think that's part of it. Second part of it, she started out with the wrong mix of people, not only in the programming, remember the kind of tempest over having to fire Rosie O'Donnell, but also on her own executive team and who should run this brand new, much more sprawling, much more variegated empire than putting on that very, very successful talk show, The Oprah Winfrey Show. And I think lastly, she had to learn to operate in an environment in which a piece of the action in the form of funding and corporate, you know, advice and input from Discovery was now, you know, part of her GPS. She ran the show at Harpo, she and her trusted long-term team. So I think a bunch of things were new, untested, and didn't work so well.
This might sound a little bit sideways, and I'll grant you that perhaps it is, but has her brand been damaged at all? Not in a tangible, substantive way, but it used to be that every time she turned around, you know, her book club was a huge hit, she gave away cars, all this stuff, and now you're like, oh, yay, she's making money. And isn't that kind of the purpose of this enterprise to begin with?
Absolutely. And I think her brand has taken a hit. But people that know her, historians like myself that look at the long run, you know, always thought that this woman is not only a smart, you know, celebrity, not only a great brand steward of herself, but also she is a really savvy businesswoman. And she's always been able to figure out, you know, how to make lemons out of lemonade. Mm-hmm. So she takes like that big screw up. Remember with James Frey and the Million Pieces?
Oh, the book thing, yeah.
You know, that she endorsed, and she turns that into a huge victory by, you know, pulling him on stage and making him say, I made a big mistake, I didn't tell the truth. And the world loves her and her show and her brand even better. So I've never thought we had heard the last from her, even as, you know, a lot of people were ringing the death knell.
Yeah, no, I grant you that. But let me ask you about what's actually on the air now that she has to make money and she's got other people investing in her company. She's got these shows by Tyler Perry, which have been critically panned, and yet are helping her make money. Is she doing what she has to do now?
So let's just back the tape up a second. If you look at a list of the subjects in a given, say, two-month period, say in 2010 on the Oprah Winfrey Show, you would see subjects from how to choose a bra to, hey, you know, how about these electric cars, to what about humane meat production? She has always had this canny gift for mixing high and low. So, you know, I think that's a conscious play to bring people in through, you know, if you will, the largest and perhaps some would say lowest common denominator, and then offer them up some programming and some messages that lots of us would say were on a higher path.
It's a little bit give people what they want, whatever that is.
Yeah, give people what they want, but, you know, she's pretty serious when she says, I want to help people do better. You know, she's always had a larger, deeper message, and I don't think that's any less true now, but she still has to sell that to people, right? And that means you may need Tyler Perry to open the door real wide if you're going to bring people into the Oprah church.
Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, Kai.